Early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay.
I'm so hungry I can eat a horse.
Oh, no fear, you peaked in the oven. What's it gonna be, sweetheart?
Well, my old belly's been siring on me. What do you suggest?
How about a bowl of milk?
Bowl? I look like a dog?
I don't know. Turn your head a little to the left. Now bark for us. How about some Jell-O?
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
And throw a big mess of refried beans on top.
On top?
That's too much trouble. Just mix it all up together.
Here, Mel, read this, will you? I can't say it out loud.
Handle this, Flo.
Can I get you something?
Yes, please. A hamburger and a side order of chili.
You don't want a hamburger.
I don't?
No. Meat's poison. It contains all kinds of terrible preservatives and hormones.
It does?
Vera. If Volvo wants a hamburger, you give him a hamburger.
Mel, I think I'll have something else.
How do you want your hamburger?
Look, I don't want to cause any trouble.
You ordered a hamburger, you're going to get a hamburger.
I better go. I'll have a hamburger tomorrow, I promise.
Please do me a favor, you take her with you.
You don't understand. Meat kills.
Vera, so does Mel.
Hey, Beef, what's shaking?
Mean besides you, Flo?
That's cute, Beef. You know, it's too bad your parents didn't have any children.
Well, I'll be seeing y'all. I left money on the counter.
Hey, Beef! You didn't finish.
That meal was a mistake.
Oh, you mean beans with your Jell-O?
Oh, the beans was great. It's the Jell-O. You know lime gives me gas.
Sugar, let's get these greasy dishes into some greasy water.
Hi, Flo.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetheart. How was your day?
Great.
Good.
Hey, Squirt. Want a snack?
No, thanks, Mel. I just had one down the block at the Funky Chicken.
Oh, terrific. Another new joint. This week it's the Funky Chicken. Last week it was the French-Mexican restaurant, the,
Chateau Chihuahua.
Yeah. I don't understand it. Those joints can't possibly have the charm that this place has.
Tommy, I don't want you eating junk food.
But I like junk food.
Then eat here.
I wanted you to see what they gave me. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
All the kids wear them. I'm an official Funky Chicken. What do you think?
That you better get your clock out of here.
Watch it, Mom. Impressionable sense of you.
Yeah, I can tell by your outfit.
Oh, boy.
Good night, Fred.
Well, another day, another hack dollar.
Oh, yeah, you had the big tipper.
Yeah, keep laughing. Unless business picks up, we're all going to be laughing our way to the unemployment office.
Oh, well, things aren't that bad.
Oh, no? Every time I turn around, one of those fast food joints opens up.
Mel, you serve the best chili in Phoenix, only not enough people know about the place. You ought to try advertising.
But
you know the Funky Chicken has commercials on television all the time?
Yeah, Mel, you see that funky thing laying eggs all over the dial.
Oh, come on. You guys crazy? I can't afford that. Do you know how much a television commercial costs?
How much?
I don't know.
So why don't you call up a TV station and find out?
Right.
You know what? I got a great idea. Why don't I call a TV station? I'm not going to let a couple of bucks stop me from competing with these joints. And money is no object.
Right, now you're talking.
Anybody got a dime?
Bill, why don't you take the client's chair? Come on. Huh? Allison, why don't you make yourself comfortable right over here?
Ooh. How? You won't leave me in here, will you?
Well, Alice, you are a fun guy. And you came to the right place, too. KFUN is a fun station. Everything we produce is fun. Kid shows, movies, even our newscast. Do you ever watch it?
Are you kidding? Would I miss an anchorman dressed like Bozo the Clown?
It's a little gimmick I thought of. Try to get the kids to watch the news.
Gee, I have never been in an office like this.
Yeah, I decorated this place myself.
I thought it was either you or Captain Kangaroo.
Isn't he great? I never miss him.
But I don't think that I can afford a commercial.
Of course you can, Mel. Just don't think money, think funny. That's it. We'll make Mel the fun place to be. How's this? Chuckling chili. Giggling grits. Happy hamburgers. That's it. We'll make Mel the home of the happy burger. I like it. The happy burger.
It's catchy.
It's brilliant.
I like humility in a man.
I'm getting excited about this thing, Mel. I'll tell you what. We'll shoot it at the diner, and I'll direct it myself.
You want to shoot it in my place?
Sure, and we'll use real people, too, like you and Alice. I like the feel of this thing, Mel. Listen, can you afford a few $100?
Yeah, I can scrape that much together, yeah.
Terrific. Actually, it only costs you about $30 a spot once it hits the air. But we won't be able to show it in prime time.
Why not?
That would cost you a fortune.
Fortune? Prime time is out.
That's okay, Mel. They'll run it in the morning or late at night.
You seem to know a lot about the business, Alice.
Oh, Alice knows all about the show business.
No kidding. Are you an actress?
Well, actually a singer. Although I did some little theater back in New Jersey.
Well, that's it, Mel. What better spokeswoman, to tell Phoenix about Mel's fabulous happy burger? But Alice!
You mean you want me to do the commercial?
It'll be fun, Alice, fun.
Oh, no. Why don't you get a professional actress?
Oh, nobody uses real actors to act anymore. Alice, you'll be great. You'll be terrific.
Gee, maybe I could use the tapes to audition to send to agents.
Oh, sure.
Alice, I want you to do it.
You do?
Yeah.
I can't.
You can.
I want to. No.
Yeah. Fun, fun, fun?
Oh, Mel, do you think I could really do it, that I'm good enough?
Of course you are. You'll be fantastic. Oh. Besides, I won't have to pay you.
Hi, I'm Alice from Mel's Diner. Hi, I'm Alice.
Hi, I'm Tommy.
Hi, I'm Alice.
Relax.
I'm relaxed. I'm just nervous and I'm excited. This commercial could be a big break for me, Tommy.
You're going to become a star talking about Mel's?
Listen, a lot of unknowns have been discovered doing commercials.
Well, if they're looking for an unknown, you're perfect.
Very good. Listen, I want you to listen to this jingle that I wrote. Hi, I'm Alice. We got everything from ham and eggs to homemade pie. Go, 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 go. Why don't you come on in and give us a try? What do you think, huh?
I think you should stay unknown.
Listen, before you run away from home, let me ask you another question. Which dress do you think I should wear for the commercial, this one or the black one?
I don't know.
Come on, Tommy, it's important to me. This could be a big break for me. I want to look my best. Just which one do you like?
The red one.
What's the matter with the black one?
Nothing.
Then why'd you say the red one?
I'll tell you what. You wear the black one, now I'll wear the red one.
Don't be ridiculous, will you, Tommy? You know the red one makes you look short.
Boy, Alice is really excited about acting in this commercial. It's all she talked about today.
Good.
Well, what do you think, Flo?
I think if we don't get this thing going, I'm going to be late for the Jitterbug finals at the VFW.
This is more important.
Nothing's more important than Jitterbugging.
No.
Well, this is my last chance to beat out Ernestine Grubbs. She got her big toe caught in a milking machine. Thing swelled up like an eggplant.
Come on, Flo, this can be fun.
Oh, fun? It's gonna be ridiculous, us acting in a commercial.
What is wrong with that?
Well, we're not gonna fool anybody. I'm no actress.
You're also no waitress, but that never stopped you.
I was once in a play at school.
You never told me that you acted, Sugar.
Oh, it was so exciting. I played a frog, and I had a love scene with this handsome knight. And when he kissed me, I
turned into a princess.
No, I was so nervous I threw up all over his armor.
All right, we're about set. Places, please. Mel, I want to get a level.
What?
Voice level.
Would you like to hear my level? I can imitate Broderick Crawford. 10-4, 10-4.
That's very, Oh, I see we're running a little behind time. Why don't you go see if Alice is ready, okay?
You got it.
Now, you two, I just want you to be yourselves in this.
All right, you heard the man. He wants us to be ourselves.
Be ourselves? You? Mel, this is for TV, not a pussycat theater.
Now, keep it fun now. Keep it fun. A lot of fun.
Alice won't come out. She says she doesn't want to do the commercial.
Oh, for crying out loud. What is going on? Alice! We are all ready to go.
Mel, I'm not coming out.
Well, you have to come out, Alice, or we're going to do a rehearsal.
No, you see, I don't understand. I'm not coming out.
Alice, you're coming out or I'm coming in to get you.
All right, okay, you're right. I am responsible. I guess I did talk you into this. Okay, powder my pickle, let's go.
You know, being a hamburger is nothing to sneeze at.
Oh, have you tasted one of Mel's yet?
Oh, Buck. What am I supposed to say?
You have no lines.
Even you ought to be able to handle that.
Happy Burger's our host, the hostess.
Does it really matter with the hamburger?
The rest of you, just ignore the camera and just... be yourselves. Okay, everybody ready?
Wait a second. Don't you have a script for me?
$300. You're lucky you got that tomato. No, Alice, it's very, very simple. Look, when I give you a cue, you just say in your own words, a big welcome to Mel's. Simple as that. Okay?
Okay.
A big welcome to Mel's. Are you ready?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Fun, 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 everybody. Fun, 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 and action!
Hi. I'm Happy Burger. Why don't you bring the family down to Mel's for... Hi. Come on down and bring your family over to Mel's Diner for a wonderful Happy Burger.
Alice, cut it, cut it. Alice, you're not looking...
No. You see, it's just that I've never seen myself on television before. I'm sorry, but
oh,
I...
Oh, for crying out loud. This is so easy, Alice. You're making such a big deal out of this whole thing. That's me. Hey, look at me. Flo, Vera, look at me. That's me smiling. That's me waving.
Oh, look, Vera, it's the early movie. They're playing the Blob Who Ate Phoenix.
Mel, will you please get behind the counter? Let's try it again. This time, just say your lines and walk toward the camera, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Fun, 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 fun. Everybody fun. Here we go. Fun, 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 fun. And action.
Hi. I'm Happy Burger. Why don't you invite the whole family?
Cut. Alice, what are you doing?
Well, I'm saying my lines and walking to the camera.
Oh, well, you see, I don't want you to say a line and then walk. I want you to walk and talk at the same time. You can walk and talk at the same time, can't you?
You see, it's just that I've never walked like a hamburger before.
I'll tell you what, let's do something else. I got an idea. Why don't you just introduce Vera and Flo, and then in your own words, tell the viewers what a nice, friendly, family welcome they'll get. And Mel.
Okay.
Pardon me, Mel. I see your sign says closed.
Get out of here. We're busy.
Well, I'm not feeling too well. Could I please use your men's room?
Get out of here. We're busy. Use the gas station down at the corner.
Oh, good idea. Thanks, Mel. Boy, I hope I can make it.
You'll always have a friendly welcome here at Mel's.
That was good. That was good. Okay,
good.
Let's try it again now. And remember, keep it fun. Say your lines. And let's try to get it in one take this time, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Fun, 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 fun. Uh-huh. And action.
Hi. I'm Happy Burger. This is Vera, one of the lovely waitresses down here at Mel's.
Yeah, let me help you with that. Sugar, I'll just want to put this little counter here. We all one big happy family down here at Mel's. Y'all come down and see us sometime, you hear?
Cut, 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 cut. You are not supposed to speak. What is it with the cornpone accent? We're not doing Gone with the Wind.
How'd you like to gargle this towel?
How would you like to have that towel strangled around your neck?
Please,
I'll do it. I'm supposed to have fun.
Hold it! Come on, Mel, this is ridiculous. You and Flo fighting and Vera's so upset and Buck is sucking his thumb.
Oh, Alice, let's try it one more time.
It's no use, Vera. It's just the whole thing is dumb, and I was dumb for suggesting it in the first place. You are looking at a crazy person, a grown woman wearing a fake tomato. Does this look real to anybody? Rubber lettuce? Plastic meat? Why would anybody believe this was a real hamburger? And this pickle, would you bite this pickle? This pickle stinks. I am now going to take a walk and cool off my dumb bun.
You know something? I think she has a point. How about instead of happy hamburgers, we have hysterical hotcakes?
Okay.
Those dogs?
What dogs?
Those dogs, they think I'm real.
Mel, it looks like Happy Burger's bringing in a better clientele already.
I still can't believe that Buck put that commercial on the air.
I knew I was in trouble when I had a meeting on a hobby horse.
Well, he did what he said he would. He cut together the very best parts for the commercial.
Honey, there were no best parts.
I don't want to talk about it.
You saw the commercial?
I was never so embarrassed in my whole life.
Oh, sugar, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, Flo, Tommy saw it.
Gosh, what'd he say?
Nothing. He just kept shaking his head at me. You know how awful it is to have a 12-year-old just shaking his head at you? Oh, Mel, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Yee-haw! Alice, you little happy burger, you.
Oh. You saw it.
Saw it? Oh, when my head hit the pillar last night, you was right next to me.
What?
On the TV. The little woman had one for headaches, so I stayed up and watched you. Hey, Mel, toss one of them crazy happy burgers on the fire for me, will you?
Hey, you got it, Beauf.
I hope I'm not interrupting, but I was watching the national anthem at 5 a.m. this morning, and your Happy Burger commercial came on right after.
5 a.m.?
I always get up at that time so I won't disturb anyone. I just loved your commercial. If it's not too much trouble, could I have one?
You bet. Make that another Happy Burger, Mel.
Alice. Isn't this wonderful?
Yes. Hey, I just got a to-go order from the Scottsdale Little League for 106 Happy Burgers.
Oh, isn't this exciting?
Yes.
Alice, you're a star.
Oh, no, Vera.
Oh, she's right, sugar. You're going to be more famous than Joe Garagiarola.
Oh, let's go.
Who?
Joe Garagiarola.
Flo's right.
No. Maybe.
Hey, star.
Yeah.
You want another part?
Yeah.
All right, this is a crowd scene.
Yeah.
You are surrounded by 108 buns that have to be buttered.
You want a star to butter buns?
You want to be an out-of-work waitress?
Mel, how many buns did you say that was? 108?
108.
say, kid? Mom, could you do a favor for me? I mean, if you're not too busy.
Sure, as soon as you clean up your room.
I cleaned up my room.
That was last year. It's time again.
Okay, I will, I promise. Mom, can I have your autograph? I mean, if it's for someone at school.
They want my autograph?
Please, Mom, it'll mean a lot to me.
Sure. They really like that commercial, huh?
Are you kidding? Funky Chicken's out. Happy Burgers are in. Mom, you're a star.
Here you go.
Thanks. Could you do another one?
Really? I can't be that popular.
Are you kidding? I mean, for a snack of Alice Happy Burger High, it's Piggy Man Duckle with Tramie's autographed picture of Lyle Ertzkin.
Lyle Ertzkin?
Yeah, you know, the guy with six fingers on his right hand.
Go clean up your room.
Do.